okay, Tina?
Just a dream, Ma.
Some dream, judging from that.
Coming back to the sack, oh, what?
Change of horses. Tina, honey, you gotta cut your fingernails, or you gotta stop that kind of dreaming. One or the other.
Like he was still in the room with me.
Sounds like a real boogeyman. One, two, Freddy's coming for you.
And that's what it reminded me of, that old jump rope song. It was the worst nightmare I ever had. You wouldn't believe it.
Matter of fact, I had a bad dream last night myself.
I had a hard-on this morning when I woke up, Tina. Had your name written all over it.
There's four letters in my name, Rod. How could there be room on your joint for four letters?
Hey, up yours with a twirling lawnmower.
Nah, Rod's is the sweetest thing.
Oh, he's nuts about you.
Yeah, nuts. Anyway, I couldn't go back to sleep last night. So what do you dream?
Forget it, Tina. The point is that everyone has a bad dream once in a while. It's no biggie.
Yeah, next time you have one, just tell yourself that's all it is, right where you're having it, you know? Once you do that, you wake right up. At least it works for me.
Hey, did you have a nightmare too? Maybe we're gonna have a big earthquake. They say things get really weird just before. I'm so glad you guys could come over tonight. When my mom said she was taking off for 2 days, I almost died.
No problem, Tina. Nancy and Glenn do the rescue.
I can't believe his mother's letting him spend the night here.
Right, well, she's not exactly.
See, I got this cousin who lives near the airport. It's okay for me to stay with, right? And I got the sound effects tape from Rod. Hello, Mom? Yeah, out here at Barry's. Huh? Yeah, noisy as usual. Glad we don't live here, huh? Yeah, Aunt Eunice says hello. Right, I'll call you in the morning. Yeah, sure, just some kids drag racing outside, I think, Mom. Listen, Mom, I gotta go. I think there's been an accident out front. Right. Right, I'll call the police. No, just some neighbors having a fight, I guess. I'm fine. I'll call you in the morning.
Charm.
Smooth.
Jesus.
See, I told you you'd be feeling better.
All day long I've been seeing that guy's weird face. And hearing those fingernails.
Fingernails? That's amazing you saying that. That made me remember the dream I had last night.
What'd you dream?
I dreamed about a guy in a dirty red and green sweater.
Well, what about the fingernails?
Well, he scraped his fingernails along things. Actually, they were more like finger knives or something. Something he'd made himself. But they made a horrible sound. It's like, scream.
Nancy, you dreamed about the same creep I did.
That's impossible.
What?
Nothing.
There's something out there, isn't there?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, I heard something.
Oh. I'm gonna punch out your ugly lights, whoever you are. Kitty, kitty. Chow, chow, chow.
Riley Ricky Lance down just 3 yards from the goal line. What a brilliant tackle, and the fans go wild.
What the hell are you doing here?
Getting to make up, no big deal. You my home?
Of course. Oh, what's that?
Intense, huh? So what's going on here, an orgy or something?
Maybe a funeral, dickhead.
It's just a sleepover date, Rod. Tina and me. Glenn was just leaving.
You see his face?
You see his face?
Your mom ain't home, is she? Me and Tina got stuff to discuss.
Rod!
We got our mother's bed. You guys got the rest.
I think we should get out of here. Hey, you guys are gonna hang around, right? I mean, don't leave me alone with this lunatic. Please, Nancy. Glenn, not now. We're here for Tina now, not ourselves.
Why is she so bothered by a stupid nightmare anyway?
Because he was scary, that's why.
He sucks.
I think there was something about you I liked.
You feel better now, right?
Jungle Man fixed Jane.
No more fights?
No more fights.
Good. No more nightmares for either one of us, then.
When did you have a nightmare?
Guys can have nightmares, too, you know. You ain't got a corner on the market or something.
Rod? Who do you think you are? Whoever you are.
Somebody there?
Tina. Tina.
Who the hell is that?
What do you got?
Her name was Tina Gray. It's her home. Father abandoned 10 years ago. Mother's in Vegas with a boyfriend. We're trying to reach her now.
What's the coroner got?
Something like a razor was the weapon, but nothing was found at the scene.
It looks like the victim's boyfriend.
Where is she?
I put her in your office. His name's Rod Lane. He's a musician type, arrest for drugs, brawling.
Terrific. What the hell was she doing there?
Well, she lived there.
I don't mean her. I mean you. What was she doing there?
Hello to you too, Donald.
Marge. Okay. How you doing, baby?
I'm okay, Dad.
All right, look, I don't want to get into this now. God knows you need time. But I sure would like to know what the hell you were doing shacking up with three other kids in the middle of the night, especially a lunatic delinquent like Lane.
Rod is not a lunatic, Dad.
You have a sane explanation for what he did?
Apparently he was crazy jealous. Nancy said they'd had a fight.
It wasn't that serious.
Maybe you don't think murder is serious.
How can you say I don't take her death seriously? Look, all I meant was that their fights weren't that serious. You know, Tina, she dreamed this was gonna happen.
What?
She had a nightmare that someone was trying to kill her. That's why we were there, Mom. But she just didn't want to sleep alone.
Police say the victim, 15-year-old Christina Gray, had quarreled earlier with her boyfriend, Rod Lane. Lane is now the subject of a citywide manhunt. The murder weapon, a straight razor or similar sharp object, has not yet...
Where do you think you're going? School. Honey, you were tossing and turning all night last night. You've no business going to school today.
I've got to go to school, Mother, otherwise I'll sit up there and go crazy.
Did you sleep?
I'll sleep in study hall. I'd rather keep busy, you know.
Right home after.
Right home after.
Okay.
See ya.
See you.
You. They're gonna kill me for sure.
Nobody's gonna kill you. Did you do it?
I never touched her.
You were screaming like crazy.
There was somebody else there.
The door was locked from your side.
Don't look at me like I'm some fucking fruitcake or something. I'm warning you.
Just move away from us, son. Real easy, like your ass depended on it.
Hold it!
No!
Jesus Christ!
Hold it right there!
Watch it, hold him.
All right, I mean, I'm cool.
Okay, I got him. On the ground, now!
Come on, get down.
Oh, Lieutenant, look at this, a switchblade.
I didn't do it! I didn't kill her, Nancy!
Daddy? Use me.
What the hell were you doing going to school today for anyway? Nancy! Nancy!
Yes.
Nancy!
Come on, let go of my arm.
What is seen is not always what is real. According to Shakespeare, there was something operating in nature. Perhaps inside human nature itself that was rotten. A canker, as he put it. Now, of course, Hamlet's response to this and to his mother's lies was to continually probe and dig. Just like the grave diggers, always trying to get beneath the surface. The same is true in a different way in Julius Caesar. John, will you go ahead, please?
In the most high and palmy state of Rome, a little ere the mightiest Julius fell. The grave stood tenantless, and the sheeted dead did squeak and gibber in the Roman streets. As stars with trains of fire and dews of blood, disasters in the sun and the moist air, upon whose influence Neptune's empire stands.
Nancy.
And call myself a king of infinity.
sacred space. Were it not that I have bad dreams.
Tina?
God.
Then what happened?
I told you. It was dark, but I'm sure there was somebody in there, under the covers with her.
How could somebody be under the covers with you guys without you knowing about it?
How the fuck do I know? I don't expect you to believe me anyway.
What did he look like? Did you get a look at him?
No.
Well, then how do you know that somebody else was there?
Because somebody cut her while I watched.
And you didn't get a look at her?
You couldn't even see the fucker. You could just see cuts happening all at once.
What do you mean, all at once?
I mean, it was as if there were four razors cutting at the same time. But invisible ones. I probably could have saved if I'd have moved sooner. But I thought it was just another nightmare. Like the one I had the night before. There was this guy. He had knives for fingers. You think I did it?
No.
Sleep in there. You could drown, you know.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
It happens all the time. I've heated up some warm milk for you, honey.
Warm milk? Gross.
Get killed like that, honey.
I know, but I'm okay, Mother. I'm sorry for scaring you.
It's okay. I'll turn down your bed, okay?
All right. I'll get my pajamas on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I saw Delilah was on. I thought I'd see how you were.
You know, sometimes I wish you didn't live right across the street.
You shut up and let me in. Did you ever stand on a rose trellis in your bare feet?
Get inside before somebody sees you.
Ow! Shh. I hit my head.
Now be quiet. Mom's not even asleep yet. If you don't mind.
So I heard you freaked out in English class today.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You haven't slept yet, have you?
Not really.
What'd you do to your arm?
I burned it in English class. Oh God, I look 20 years old. Did you have any weird dreams last night?
I slept like a rock.
Do you believe that people can dream about what's going to happen?
No.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No. Rod killed Tina, and you know that.
I've got a crazy favor to ask you.
Uh-oh.
It's nothing hard or anything. I'm going to go and look for somebody. And I want you to stand like a sort of a guard, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Now you can't mess up. A lot might depend on this.
I won't screw up.
Okay, turn off the light. Okay, here's what we're gonna do.
It's dark in here.
And it's not what you're thinking. Watching?
Yeah, so?
I'm just checking. Thank you. Just wake me up if it looked like I was having a bad dream. And what did you do? You shit. You fell asleep.
Nancy?
Shit. Ow. Oh. Shut up and stay there. Don't go away.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a little dream, that's all. I'm going right back to sleep.
Okay. Call me if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Glenn?
You mind telling me what's going on?
Oh, just come on.
Yeah.
Garcia, I've got to see Rod Lane again.
You know, I took the night shift so I could get some peace and quiet.
Look, it's urgent!
Look, we have reason to believe that there might be something very strange going on here.
Got no argument with that.
What are you doing here?
There's an unsolved murder, and I don't like unsolved murders, especially ones that my daughter's mixed up in. What are you doing here? At this hour, you should be home in bed.
I just want to see if he's okay.
Nancy, take my word for it. The guy's sleeping like a baby. He's not going anywhere.
All right. Garcia, give me the keys.
All right. Where do you want to put the keys?
Hey!
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May God be with this young man's soul. His life and his death attest to the scripture's warning that he who lives by the sword shall die by the sword. But let us recall also our Lord's admonition that we judge not, lest we be judged. And may Rod Lane rest.
Time to go, honey. Hop in. The killer's still loose, you know.
You're saying somebody else killed Tina? Who?
don't know who he is. But he's burned. And he wears a weird hat. And a red and green sweater, really dirty. And he uses these knives, like giant fingernails.
You better keep her home for a few days until she really gets over the shock of this.
I've got something better. I'm going to get her some help.
See why you couldn't just give me a pill to keep me from dreaming.
Everyone's got to dream, young lady. If you don't dream, you go. Okay, all set?
No. Please, Nancy. Trust us. It's not you I don't trust. It's just... Okay. Let's do it.
How long has this been going on?
Since the murders. She was fine before that. Now she thinks her dreams are real.
Well, there's no sign of pathology. Your EEG. I guess that what we have is just a normal girl who happens to have gone through 2 days of hell. Okay. She's asleep now.
Thank God.
What the hell are dreams anyway?
Mysteries. Incredible body hocus pocus.
The truth is, we still don't know what they are or where they come from.
Okay. She's going into deep sleep now. Heart rate is a little high. It's just due to anxiety. Otherwise, she's nicely relaxed. All signs are normal. She could dream at any time now. Beta waves are slowing. She's into REMs now. She's definitely dreaming now. It's a good one, too. Typical dream parameter. A nightmare now would be plus or minus 5 or 6. She's about 3.
Doctor, what's she doing now? Is she asleep or awake?
Something's wrong. It never gets this high.
What's she doing?
I don't know.
Is she dreaming?
Gotta go.
You didn't sleep at all last night, did you? You know the doctor says you have to sleep or
I'll go even crazier?
I don't think you're crazy. And stop drinking that damn coffee.
So, did you ask Daddy to have the hat examined?
I threw that filthy thing away. I don't know where you really found it or what you're trying to prove.
What I learned in the dream clinic, that's what I'm trying to prove, Mother. Rod didn't kill Tina. And he didn't hang himself.
It's this guy. He's after us in our dreams. But that's just not reality, Nancy.
It's real, Mama. Feel it.
Give me that damn thing.
It even has his name written in it. Fred Krueger, Mom. Fred Krueger. Do you know who that is, Mother? Because if you do, you better tell me, because he's after me now.
Nancy, trust your mother for once, please. You'll feel better when you get some sleep.
Feel better? You call this feeling better? Or maybe I should grab that bottle and veg out with you. Avoid everything happening to me by just getting good and loaded.
Fred Krueger can't come after you, Nancy. He's dead. Believe me, I know.
You knew about him all this time? And you've been acting like it was something I made up?
Nancy, you're sick. There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things. You'll feel better when you sleep. It's just as simple as that.
Go to sleep!
Nancy, it's just a nightmare.
That's enough.
Whenever I get nervous, I eat.
And if you can't do that, you sleep.
I used to. Not anymore. Did you ever read about the Balinese way of dreaming?
No.
They got this whole system they call dream skills. So if you have a nightmare, for instance, like falling, right?
Right.
Well, instead of screaming and getting all nuts, you say, okay, I'm gonna make up my mind that I fall into a magic world where I get something special, like a poem or a song. They get all their art and literature from dreams. Just wake up and write it down. Dream skills.
What if they meet a monster in their dreams? Then what?
They turn their back on it, take away its energy, and it disappears.
But what happens if they don't do that?
Well, then I guess those people don't wake up to tell what happens.
Great.
Booby traps and improvised anti-personnel devices? Well, what are you reading that for?
I'm into survival. See ya.
You're starting to scare me.
With the bars.
Security.
Security? Security from what?
Not from what? From home. Come down to the cellar with me and I'll tell you.
Hey.
You want to know who Fred Krueger was? He was a filthy child murderer who killed at least 20 kids in the neighborhood. Kids we all knew.
Oh, Mom.
It drove us crazy when we didn't know who it was. But it was even worse after they caught him.
Did they put him away?
Well, the lawyers got fat and the judge got famous, but somebody forgot to sign a search warrant in the right place and Krueger was free just like that.
What did you do, Mother?
A bunch of us parents tracked him down after they let him out. We found him in an old abandoned boiler room where he used to take his kids.
Go on.
Took gasoline. We poured it all around the place and made a trail of it out the door. Then lit the whole thing up and watched it burn. But he can't get you now. He's dead, honey, because Mommy killed him. I even took his knives.
Window so I can see you. You stand a million miles away. That's much better.
I see your mom went ape at the security store today. You look like the prisoner of Zenda or something.
How long has it been since you slept?
It's coming up on the seventh day.
It's okay, I checked in. It's the record's 11.
Listen, Glenn, I know who he is.
Who?
The killer.
You do?
Yes.
And if he gets me, I'm pretty sure you're next.
Me? Why would anybody want to kill me?
Don't ask.
Just give me some help nailing the guy when I bring him out.
Bring him out of what?
My dream.
How do you plan to do that?
Just like I did the hat.
Have a hold of the sucker when you wake me up.
Wait a minute. You can't bring somebody out of a dream.
If I can't, then you can all relax because it's just a case of me being nuts.
Yeah, well, I can save you the trouble. You're nutty as a fruitcake. I love you anyway.
Good. Then you won't mind cold-cocking this guy when I bring him out.
What?
You heard me.
I grab the guy in my dream. You see me struggling, so you wake me up. We both come out, you whack the fucker, and we got him.
Are you crazy? Hit him with what?
You're the jock. You have a baseball bat or something.
Just meet me at my porch at midnight. Oh, and meanwhile.
Meanwhile?
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Midnight?
Oh, man. Midnight. Baseball bats and boogeymen. Beautiful.
Glenn, honey?
Listen to television and hear your records at the same time.
Oh, I wasn't listening to the tube, Ma. Just watching. Miss Nude America is going to be on tonight.
Well, how can you hear what she's going to say?
Who cares what she says?
Don't be such a smart guy. I want you to go to bed. It's almost midnight. Goodness knows we've all had a lot to deal with these last few days.
I will, Mom. You guys turning in?
Pretty soon. Now get to bed.
It's over now, baby. The nightmare's over. Please.
Okay.
Stare.
You know what I think? I think that kid is some kind of lunatic or something.
Oh, you shouldn't talk that way about that poor child. You mean those bars? Marge is just being cautious, what with her being all alone, Nancy acting so nervous lately.
I don't care what you say. I don't want that kid hanging around with our son anymore.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Just a minute.
It's her. She wants to talk to Glenn.
About what?
What's this about, Nancy? Just a minute. She says it's private, and very important.
Give me that. Glenn's asleep. You'll have to talk to him tomorrow. You've just got to be firm with these kids, that's all. Let's go. As a matter of fact...
Glenn! Don't fall asleep. Tries to call.
Hello?
Get some sleep tonight if it kills me.
Give me the key, Mother.
I can't. I don't even have it on me, see?
It is now 12 midnight, and this is station KRGR leaving the air.
I'm sorry to wake you, but I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I knew this was your neighborhood, so I thought I'd better call you right away. The coroner's upstairs now, but I don't think that he's gonna...
Nancy?
Hi, Daddy. I know what happened.
I haven't been upstairs yet.
Yeah, but you know he's dead, right?
Yeah, apparently he's dead.
Listen, Daddy, I've got a proposition for you. Listen very carefully, please.
Nancy.
I'm gonna go and get the guy who did it. And I want you to be there to arrest him when I bring him out, okay?
Just tell me who did it. I'll go get him, baby.
Fred Krueger did it, Daddy. And only I can get him. It's my nightmare he comes to. Just come here and break the door down in exactly 20 minutes. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
That'll be exactly 12:30. Time enough for me to fall asleep and find him.
Honey, look, honey, you just do that. Get yourself some sleep. That's what I've been telling you all along.
But you'll be here to catch him?
Lieutenant, they're waiting for you upstairs.
Yeah, sure, I'll be there, sweetheart. Now, look, you just get yourself some rest, please. Deal?
It's a deal.
I love you, sweetheart.
Look, go outside and watch my daughter's house. If you see anything funny, call me.
Anything funny like what?
I don't know. One thing for sure, I don't want her coming over here. She's too far gone to be able to handle this.
Thank you.
hell did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know. What's the coroner got to say?
He's in the jaw and puking since he saw it.
I guess I should have told you about him, Ned.
Well, just get some sleep, Mom. It's gonna be okay.
I was just trying to protect you. I didn't see how much you needed to know. You face things. That's your nature. That's your gift. But sometime you have to turn away, too.
I love you. Okay, Kruger. You play in your court. And now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take.
What if they meet a monster in their dreams? Then what?
They turn their back on her. Take away its energy and it disappears.
But what happens if they don't do that?
Well, then I guess those people don't wake up to tell what happens.
Get you.
sir.
I'm crazy after all.
Fire's out downstairs. Everything okay up here?
I'm okay. You go downstairs. I'll be there in a minute.
Lieutenant, is everything all right?
I know you too well now, Freddy.
No. You die.
It's too late, Kruger. I know the secret now. This is just a dream. You're not alive. This whole thing is just a dream. I want my mother and friend again.
What?
I take back every bit of energy I gave you. You're nothing. You're shit. God. It's bright.
Gonna burn off sooner. It wouldn't be so bright.
Feeling better?
Oh, I feel like $1,000,000. They say you've bottomed out when you can't remember the night before. No, baby, I'm gonna stop drinking. I just don't feel like it anymore. Did I keep you awake last night? You look a little bit peaked.
No. I guess I just slept heavy.
Okay. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Believe this fog?
Oh, I believe anything is possible.
Bye.
Looking good, girl.
Hey!
What's going on?
Hey, hey, I'm not doing it.
Glenn, get it down!
I'm not doing it.
What's going on with the window?
No! Let it out!